Blog Talk.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Yo.
We're having technical difficulties.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger.
And Butter Pecan. Hopefully everyone can see us out there. No, you know what? It's in transition over.
All right.
It's pissing me off.
Well, today's show, of course, we got a mystery guest, as well as we're going to talk about conspiracies today, among other things.
Right.
Among other things. Yeah. But I want to start off the show something that I've been thinking about all weekend, actually. Giving a shout out to my man, Greg Frank, who lost a family member last week. 6 years old. Died from cancer. Man, you know, it got me to thinking about life. And you know, normally I'll try to start off talking about shit like this, but I kind of have to, because there's something to be said about what life and how life should be cherished, and is very, very important. Oh, man. So, to hear my man had to go through that, and not necessarily about him going through it, but the fact that, you know, a six-year-old girl never got a chance to live her life.
What happened?
Well, she died of cancer.
Of cancer?
Yeah. And so, you know, she never got a chance to go and dance, have a crush, you know, be jealous, none of that stuff.
6 years old.
Yeah, she never had it. Never had a shot.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. First, I'm gonna get off that. I'm gonna come back to it. Y'all wanna break us off a call? Of course. The number is 646-929-2037. Once again, the number is 646-929-2037. And if you want to, of course, email us, the email address is
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Man, you put me on the spot. Here, I'm having technical difficulties on the air.
Yeah.
And it's not connecting.
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Also, if you want to send, guys, fellas, if you want to send some naked pictures to Butter,
you can, so I can post them on the internet with all kinds of captions.
You can hit her up at Butter at smoothdrama.com.
Yeah. You can also send them to dick@smoothdrama.com.
Yeah, so that I can get my hacker homies to hunt you down and beat your ass.
Right.
No, I'm just playing.
Yeah.
I'm all about the love.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to nobody.
For those of you trying to watch us on live stream,
we're having technical difficulties.
It's not connecting.
Our control, but we shall go on. We shall proceed. As always.
As always.
Also, for those who want to keep up with me and Bunner, see what we're doing, what we're up to, you can text the word Smooth Drama
to 41411.
Really?
Really.
Really. Yeah.
Well, people, live stream is having technical difficulties. They're not letting us in, so you're stuck with just listening to us.
Oh, my God. They just have to listen to us?
I know. Damn it.
Yeah, y'all don't get to see Butter's very, very professional
hair?
Hairdo.
Yeah.
She's having a very, very professional hairdo day.
I'm having a bad hair day. It's been a bad hair week, man.
You've been a bad hair week.
Bad hair week.
Why is your week so bad?
Because it's been a bad hair week.
Well, now I also have to say that getting back to the six-year-old girl, you know, I thought about all the other young ones that don't get a chance at life, whatnot. And what really irked me was something that I read this weekend. Man, my hometown in New Orleans.
Yo preso ni despierto.
7-year-old girl who basically was shot in the neck in her sleep.
What?
Yeah, 7-year-old girl in New Orleans was shot in her neck in her sleep by stray bullets by some wannabe punk ass thugs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Did she die?
Yeah, she died.
Seven.
You know, so, you know, it was one of those issues where it really, really, really had me thinking this weekend about what's important, what not.
Oh,
but also,
this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, it really bared down because, you know, first my man losing a six-year-old, and I thought, you know, six-year-old doesn't even get a chance at life.
Right.
And then a 7-year-old doesn't get a chance at life because of some ignorant folks.
Ignorant.
I mean, you motherfuckers are not even ignorant.
Ignorant.
You know, I don't think I've ever said this before, but talking about people that I don't know, but I fucking hate you. You are some punk motherfuckers. I hate the ground that you walk on, the air that you fucking breathe, even though I fucking share it with you. Fuck you. You know, for killing this little girl, whether it was on purpose or not, you still ended a life. And, you know, there's something to be said about not treasuring life. And, you know, y'all took the life of a little girl over your petty squabble. And speaking of that, we're talking about people who, you motherfuckers, never kill each other.
Mm.
You know, this, I don't know how many times we hear about it. It's starting to get ridiculous.
I wanted to call you on Skype, but I wanted
but,
to call you.
But, you know, it's so bad that, you know, we just got to deal with you ignorant motherfuckers killing somebody all the time. Every day we hear about you ignorant motherfuckers killing somebody.
Ignorant. Did you hit any?
No. But I...
Amen.
You know, I fucking hate you.
Amen.
You know, I wish every curse from witches to voodoo to Christians,
right,
Muslim, Buddhist, any curse that I can throw at you, I'm throwing it at you that killed this little girl.
Right. We're going to call our guest. I have his number. Here we go. Mystery guest.
Mystery guest.
Mystery guest. Mystery guest. Mystery guest.
We are calling the mystery guest.
Good Lord. This is taking forever.
We're going to talk about the mysteries today.
These are not. Good Lord. Yeah. Lordy, lordy, lordy.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to...
Okay, hold on. What number is this?
You don't know. Okay.
Here we go. There we go. number for this mystery guest.
Yeah.
Ooh, goodness gracious. Okay, I want to try and connect here again.
Yeah,
you do that. Hello.
Mr. Mystery Guest, how you doing?
What's going on, sir? How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. So, how's the weather out there?
Oh, the weather's okay. You know, it's doing all right out here. You know, I'm a little bit more upset, not about the weather, but about things that's going on in the world today, as you might have guessed.
Okay, did you hear about the little girl that was shot in the neck? Was she sleeping?
Yeah, she was sleeping.
In New Orleans?
In New Orleans, my hometown. She was shot in the neck by some stray bullets.
Well, I didn't hear about that. I heard about the little girl that died when there was a shooting going down of a drive-by. It just happened and killed like three people. And they were all outside playing cards, and one was a little girl.
Yeah, this one was a little girl that was in the house, just sleep at night, and one of the stray bullets from another one of these shootouts, and it pierced her neck, and she died a few hours later.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of shit going on in there.
Yeah.
Stupid shit.
Real stupid shit. Speaking of stupid shit, I want to start off, you know, our president, Barack Obama. The latest internet rumor.
What?
The latest internet rumor is that Barack Obama is the illegitimate child of one El Haj Malik Shabazz, also known as Malcolm X.
What? Where did this rumor come from?
Did
you hear about that rumor?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a fresh one. I saw it this weekend. I was appalled, to say the least. One, you know, it wasn't necessarily appalled. I was kind of upset. Like, really, y'all think that they would let Malcolm X's son live? Personally.
It would never happen.
Right. You know, I don't think people understand that. You know, one, to say it, it irks me.
There's a lot of things that irk you.
Yeah, I'm irked pretty much by the American public.
Hmm.
You know,
I heard that you were talking about some of the things in the world today that people need to be aware of, like the whole reptilian society. There was a conversation that maybe talked about some of the things that go on with our elite when it comes to what they've got in advanced war technology, such as HARP, which is a effective weapon that creates havoc in other countries in the form of natural disasters. So, you know, there's some things that are cooked up already that we just are about to witness and see in a big way. And, you know, along with this H1N1 virus that everybody's running, I always find it really interesting when marketing works so well. I mean, like Apple. And how, you know, people are running to the iPhone or running to, you know, I always said a long time ago, he who controls music controls the people.
Right.
He who controls communication controls the world. So that, to me, to be able to have both of those as a major part of the puzzle that's coming together, and I look at it in a bigger way when I look at, say, Apple, and that's sort of a mindset of where they're building. And then I look at something such as the H1N1 virus, how right now they have people lined up to take the shot and not have a clue what is in the actual shot.
Right.
So we're talking about a mixture of everything from, it's just ridiculous, ammonium, aluminum, MSG, pig's blood. I got a whole list of ingredients that's inside of this, man. It just will make you just want to throw up every time you think. And it's a conglomerate of items to be able, and even stuff is known to cause mad cow disease.
Well, what was funny about it is that my father was one of the people that was over in the Gulf War. And, you know, the Gulf War syndrome, they say, and this is one of the things that's out there, that some of the ingredients in this so-called vaccine can cause Gulf War syndrome.
Yeah, that's part of one of the, I mean, I've got the breakdown, and I meant to email this to you beforehand.
I've actually got it. My father sent me the information.
Okay, all the way down to you. Do you have the form so you actually can opt out of being able to take any of this stuff legally?
Oh, there's no way in hell that I would take any of these vaccines. They're going to have to put me under arrest.
Well, I mean, that don't look at that being too far off kilter, because do remember that very shortly ago it was declared by our president as an epidemic, and one step further reaches martial law. So then you will not have a choice of what you will be doing based on, unless there's some other thing put in place that allows you to not. They will strap you down like the military will do and force feed you. So I've been there, done that. I've done my time, so I understand all the elements that it has in place for that. So you may want to not jump so quick to say that until you have a few things in place that will be able to protect you. I know it's one to be upset about it, but do know that they, once that martial law element kicks in, you don't have any authority. So you will be fighting.
I've been speaking about martial law here for a while now. People don't understand, you know, what they do when they slowly, incrementally throw the martial law tenets at you, because first they start off with attacking groups that no one really cares about, you know, like your homosexual community, drug dealers, criminals, whatnot. You siphon off their rights first, and people just take that as, oh, yeah, well, it's just gays, da-da-da-da-da-da. But these things are unconstitutional, first and foremost, under the Constitution of the United States, and people never look at it like that. People look at it biblically, religiously, instead of looking at it as rights. And I always say, there is no mystery that we have stadiums and arenas in every city in the United States. And I point that out by saying, one, this country has a long history of internment camps. People think, when they think of internment camps, they think, oh, what they did over the Germans did to the Jewish people. No, we did that here with the Japanese. We also did that, as I spoke about a few weeks ago, in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Rosewood, all those places, a lot of the population, Indiana, a lot of the population was interned. And it was starting off with a strategy that Mahatma Gandhi, and I don't know if a lot of people know, but I think a lot of people know who Mahatma Gandhi was, a peace organizer over in India, who started the whole peace movement. We're going to march and protest peacefully, which is where Martin Luther King got his philosophy from.
Right. But
people don't understand that it was adopted where the philosophy was to overcrowd the authorities with demonstrators. But now, if you look in the United States, there are no shortage of places where you can hold people. They're called stadiums and football, basketball, soccer arenas.
You're amazing.
Yes.
it down to them. They all hold a vast amount of people. And I mean, the whole element of, and this is not from, to do any fear mongering for anyone that's out there listening. This is not, this is just do your own research. And it's not, don't listen to what we say. Go out and really, really do your research on some of these things that we're talking about now, so you know it's not just a conspiracy theory element, because believe me, my own mind is made up because I have done research. So when you find out some of the things that Mr. DH is sitting here talking about, this is a real deal nowadays that I think everybody needs to be aware of, families and the whole nine, just to be aware. Just know that FEMA is an organization that is really well set up with what they have planned in the future. Find out what they have planned. I mean, there's really, right now, camps being set up for, hey, we'll figure it out in a minute, as they have. And understand that there's trains that they've already purchased. And there's a bunch of, they've right now invested in incredible amounts of burial material for something. So I'm saying that you need to be aware that this is not a joke. There's movies that are softening the blow for you, like 2012 is coming out. I mean, things like this that, you know, they kind of make light of it in a sense, because if they desensitize you to something that you don't have any problem with seeing over and over, then it's not an issue. When you see movies that show you Muslims that are being held captive, like Siege or things of that nature, all that stuff is done way ahead of time to, one, to diminish the blow of what we feel. You need to find out who controls the movies that come out that you see in a wide array of elements. I mean, that's not controlled by Johnny up the street. It's controlled by a bigger organization that has a lot to do with the people who we watch on CNN and MSNBC every day and Fox News. So, I mean, I think find out about it before you just jump to conclusions or think it's one way, because people are awakening a little, but I still think, like right now, I just happen to be roaming through the world of in the Midwest right now, and I watched the election in Oklahoma. I don't know if anybody understands the power of what's going on in Oklahoma, but remember, this was the Oklahoma bombing. Before that, the Oklahoma race riot. So there's been a lot of history of some serious things that have happened here that have been kind of like the test crash dummies. They can test it first to see how people react to it, to see if there's going to be any major backlash. I mean, Oklahoma was the only state in the entire United States that didn't have any county that voted for Barack Obama. So that ought to tell you right there what kind of serious mindset of, one, racism that it holds when it still spills back to the days of the Oklahoma race riot in 1921.
Racism is dead, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Damn. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that piece. But for all the people that know that it's still somewhere lurking in the Oklahoma Valley, you might hear this transmission one day, today or tomorrow, or whenever they may be listening to it, do know that there's ways to combat all of this stuff that we're talking about. So it's not to sit you around and get everybody all scared and just jump, but the only way it happens is really through knowledge. I mean, it says in the Bible, my people perish from lack of knowledge. So if you don't know what's
coming. Speaking of that, when we talk about you go back to something you said earlier when you was talking about controlling communications, whatnot. What a lot of people, and I want to go to Jones, the Jonestown Massacre, Jim Jones, how that was a CIA experiment on how to control people and their thought processes through religion. That was a CIA experiment. You know, people don't understand that. And that is sort of like what you talk about, he who controls communication, he who controls the music. You know, I mean, they were under the auspices that, oh, this is going to be paradise, Shangri-La, oh, we're going to live the life. And all these people followed the Pied Piper. And they played the music and all this other stuff. And they took those people down there and they slaughtered them all.
Oh.
There was, what, three or four people who survived. Now we go to when we talk about H1N1. And, you know, of course, I'm of the belief that AIDS was created in a laboratory. But what predates that, I mean, a lot of people know about the syphilis and the Tuskegee experiment. But what a lot of people don't know about is also there were experiments on Puerto Ricans. And this was by a German doctor who, as it stands, his quote was, and I want to say I lost the article, but his quote was, "I gave them cancer," because what he was doing, he was injecting cancer into Puerto Ricans. In 1931, he said he did it because they're lazy and I don't like them.
He injected cancer into them because of that reason.
Yes. So a lot of these, when we talk about vaccines, whatnot, and knowing what you're putting into your body, people need to pay attention to these things because there's a long history. And like I said, I'm not fear-mongering. I'm just saying that an intelligent person will look up and research things before they allow them to be put inside their body. Although I know a lot of people don't really care, like we don't research Viagra or whatnot, you know, all these other sex drugs because you're into the immediate results of what we had fentanyl that killed a lot of people.
Caused
heart problems, cancer, you know, because you don't allow it long enough to be on the market for a while so that you can see what the side effects are. You just into
the... Well, it's the clinical trials that determine what the side effects are, and so they don't feel the risks are high enough to prevent the drug from being put on the market. I remember I worked for a pharmaceutical company, and I saw what happens in those clinical trials. They know what the side effects are, but if it's not, if it doesn't affect or too many people, then it's not worth not putting on the market. They're fully aware of what the side effects are, but they don't care.
Well, it's not about them caring. It's about you, the user.
Well, yeah, you. But like you said, people are more into the immediate results than actually looking at, you know, at these companies like and asking why the hell they put it on the market. If one person dies, they don't grant that as...
Yeah, but I think you guys looking at drugs and you looking at that as a drug form. I look at it as a whole mindset. I mean, I think the biggest drug dealers in the game right now are anybody who makes sugar. Okay, period. I can't pass a candy bar to save my life. I've been trying. Okay, so I'm hooked. They got me, and they got a bunch of us. No matter how you deal with it, if you ever had a glass of Kool-Aid, and I know somebody out there listening, they had some. It ain't nothing to do about it, but you hooked on sugar. So, I mean, sugar has become a fascination just of ours. It's in something of everything we're dealing with. I mean, they put it in medicine now. And you get a glass of NyQuil now, it's sweet as the Kool-Aid. So I'm saying just in that mindset, that one drug right there, nobody ever talks about, but if you eat enough of it, I mean, you get a waistline, then you pass away. Pass away quicker than anything. So they just put it now, they just slip the drug into a Twinkie. Got some cream in it. Mm. And then they got a big store called Krispy Kreme that you roll up through on the drive-thru. And pack it in.
Yeah, I had never seen a donut shop with a drive-thru before till I went down south. And being that a lot of the people down south have those substantial waistlines.
Yes, sir.
Not to diss y'all.
Drive-thru.
You know, Krispy Kreme and...
Hurting around here, man. I'm looking at the recession taking hold down here, but I promise you that hot light is on.
Oh yeah. That hot light is on because people cannot put it away. Now, can we ask you to hold, man? Because we're gonna go on a commercial break, and we're gonna play one of my homie songs, the HISD.
Yeah. Never bring it on.
What?
Big up HISD.
Okay.
That's a long pause. Talking about quote unquote conspiracy theories, but I think that a lot of people don't understand that when you say conspiracy theories, people think that conspiracy theories are inherently untrue, and they're lunatics, people who never go outside, they're afraid of sunlight, and all they do is speculate on things. But I think a lot of times, a lot of these conspiracy theories are based on a whole lot of grains of truth. Oh, most of them. And most of them have, depending on how way out it is in most people's mind. I mean, I believe in aliens. And again, we started talking a second about the reptilian society. And most people don't. I would say go on to YouTube. Anybody who wants to find out any more about the reptilians, go to YouTube and type in reptilians. It's that simple. And look at all the information at the bottom, stuff that I didn't have nothing to do with, nor did Mr. DH on the phone here. It's stuff that has just been found. And you'll be convinced if you're smart. If not, you'll think it's wrong like anything else, and we can't convince you either. So, hey, keep it moving. A flower does not need to know that the leaves are green in order for them to really be green. So I don't have any problem with that.
Well, what I think, and, you know, a lot of the research comes from David Icke, for those who never heard of him. David, last name spelled I-C-K-E. He believes that there are aliens here on the planet Earth who are shapeshifters, and they are lizards by their natural form, but they shapeshift into human form, and that they control a lot of government practices all over the globe. Now,
before I ever heard of Mr. Icke or any, you know, Mr. Icke, David Icke, Icke, however he pronounced it, I've heard it pronounced a lot of different ways, but David's a sharp guy, he's on it. But before I ever ran into him, I knew people that were stationed at Roswell. I did time in the military myself, so I knew real people that were stationed in that particular organization who have given me accounts of things that they saw. So there's some things that we couldn't handle, or I can say a we, but that certain people couldn't handle if it just came on you. You got to see a bunch of TV shows like We and Men in Black and all those to soften the blow, because you lose your mind if you really knew what was really going on.
Well, I look at it like this. I think what people need to recognize, like when I reported earlier, they found that there are, and this is way back in 2006, that there are 32 super Earths out there that they've discovered. You know, the old ways of thinking, oh, yeah, we're the only life, and everything else is barren wasteland in outer space, is the thought of fools. You know, it's no conspiracy theory to think that all those planets out there would be some life on said planets.
One of the things they say is none of this was really, none of the alien existence or any of that came into play until right around the time that we dropped that bomb on Japan. And when that happened, it was, they say, because it caused such a ripple in the universe, and, you know, it was almost like, uh-oh, kids have found the matches. So other life forms started hanging out to make sure they watch what the heck we're really doing. Because what we do on this planet has an effect in other galaxies just because of the whole dimensions of it, the atmosphere, and, you know, the whole elements of the axis, and, you know, all of that. A planetary lineup is a very serious movement. So you start moving something an inch or back or forth, you can cause a chain reaction that can cause things that nobody can ever figure out what's going
to
happen.
Well, you can cause the whole galaxy to destroy itself by moving something off its gravitational pull. I mean,
right. It's
sort of like the human body. If you hurt your knee, you start overcompensating, and you'll throw your back out, throw your shoulder out. You know, it's that simple. You know, the laws of science are real, and people need to recognize what that whole butterfly effect, a butterfly can cause a hurricane across the world.
What?
That's the theory, the butterfly effect. You know, the wind from a butterfly, it can go and it can cause hurricane. That's part of scientific theory. You know, and, you know, as our mystery guest just stated, hey, if we do something to our planet that throws it off its axis, it throws another planet off its axis, which throws another planet off its axis, which is that every action has an equal and opposite reaction, and these equal and opposite reactions may not be good for us.
Right.
Well, there is another reason if you are smart enough to really watch at what is happening in the world, why they're creating these space stations, and allowing them, because of funding elements, to be funded by personal trips for people, regular people, to just take a flight up into space for a weekend or so. So all of those things are part of the deal, that they're putting this space station up there in the sky for things that they don't know what may happen, and they may need a resting place to go chill at, and certain people will make the trip.
Well, now, you know, speaking of the space station, now, I know you've probably heard about, a lot of people don't believe that the 1969 moon landing was real. Now, there was a moon landing in 1979 where a few astronauts came back and said that there was spaceships that were monitoring everything they did on the dark side of the moon, the side of the moon that's not visible to telescopes. They said that there's alien base up there. What do you think of that?
Wow, I haven't heard that piece. So, I mean, not that side of it. I mean, other than the fact of hearing the piece that wasn't live, so you actually definitely enlightening me on something that I'm gonna do some research on.
Well, I saw it, and I mean, the whole, I thought it was odd that we'd be bombing the moon to find water. Also, you know, going back to 1979, I don't think it's no coincidence that right after that revelation that there may have been some life out there, and they may have been watching us. You know, Ronald Reagan, the first thing he did was
Star Wars campaign.
And a lot of people were like, Star Wars? Shooting stuff out the sky with lasers? What the fuck is that about? But is it a coincidence that astronauts see aliens? We build alien killers, alien killing weapons, I may say. You know, I mean, a lot of people may not believe in that, but all I say is this, it may not be 100% true, or it could be. Open minds, you know.
Well, I mean, what I think you need to go back to is there's a big piece of history that is missing. A lot of people don't know who Nikolai. He was, when we go back to the days of Thomas Edison,
Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah, you're getting into the deep part of the history of things. When you know that Tesla was a creator of some very serious inventions,
yeah,
and inventions that he had the invention to be able to wirelessly light the world from one side of the world, and nobody would really have to pay for lights. And Westinghouse, all those guys in the beginning was like, hold up, man, you can't put no meter on that, you tripping. And they did everything with Thomas Edison to prove this guy's project didn't work. But right now we're living on AC current, which is what he created. And he created death rays, he created laser, he created wireless technology. So you need to do your homework on Nikola Tesla and see who this gentleman is and what he brings to the table, to the point of what history has hidden, because a lot of what we're talking about right now was derived many, 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 many moons ago and has just been perfected. And especially now, when you got the technology and the minds to be able to take it to another level, those things are a reality, really, right now.
Well, speaking of Tesla, you know there was actually a movie where he was in it as a fictional character, and some of his, as you say, inventions were put out there. It was the movie with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale, where they were magicians who were battling against each other. I'm trying to remember the name of it, but oh my God. And it came out a couple years ago. And Tesla was one of the people who was in it, and he actually built a cloning machine for Hugh Jackman in it. And that way, Hugh Jackman would basically clone himself every night and kill himself.
They say we don't use, as you know, human beings walking around on Earth, at our smartest points, we don't use any more than 10% of our brains.
Well,
so if we know that, you know, you had the ability to unlock that other 80%, 90% to use, to where it, you had the ability to understand what it could do. Now you can understand we're walking on water and all those things that we have ability to, that are part of our nature, levitation, all of those things are a part of us. And we just get bogged down with everyday dealings where if you got to worry about the bills and you see when you put your foot in the tub, it sinks to the bottom, you're already defeated on even thinking that you could possibly know how to levitate. And there's people who can really do it, who really understand all of those mindsets of how to move, free the body and free the mind. It's just that you won't see them, or you won't believe that you see them until you're ready to see them.
Well,
so even in that mindset, it becomes where if you're not ready, man, none of this stuff makes sense anyway. Most people are not going to be able to take it. Most people are not going to be able to. They're so conditioned and seasoned by, you know, the things that they have. I mean, school. I had someone come up to me, a very famous gentleman, very famous. He has two incredible daughters who have made a lot of money in one of the top sports in the world. And he said to me, he said, "Hey, let me tell you something. My daughters have never been to school." And I was like, "No, they didn't go to college, huh?" He said, No. Never been to school. And they're almost billionaires. So I just want you to know that school has a structure element to it that keeps you as a worker bee. It keeps you in the mindset of having to have a job, to be just over broke, to have to work for someone. Most millionaires, when you go through the history and look at the pioneers like the Steve Jobs and all those guys, they either, when they went to college, they dropped out. Most of those guys are not educated to that mindset. They're just visionaries, and they're able to see beyond just a number or a structure, and they're able to break beyond it. And if you don't have that extra thing, you'll be working for those guys. That's just kind of where it goes.
Well, I know the when we talk about education and whatnot, there's the so-called structured education, as you say, and then there's education that we really use. You know, book smarts is not the only smarts out there. But I got to go back on when you were talking about people walking around and being able to walk on water and whatnot and not understanding those concepts, there's another author that I ran across, Michio Kaku. I hope I'm saying it right, where he talks about hyperspace and parallel worlds and whatnot. And his theory of hyperspace is that there are some people who are from the past and the future who are walking around amongst us. Is just that as you try to, and I don't know if you've ever seen movies like The Butterfly Effect, The Sound of Thunder, whatnot, you can try and change a past, whatnot, but you go to an alternate future or an alternate past, because every time you change something, you can't go back, and this is his theory, that you can't go back to the place where you originated. You're stuck in that alternate future, past, time, space continuum.
Right.
Who is it?
This is Michio Kaku.
How do you spell that?
His name is spelled M-I-C-H-I-O.
Uh-huh.
Last name spelled K-A-K-U.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a very interesting author, and a lot of people would think that his books would be dry and something that would put you to sleep, but when I read his book, I couldn't put it down. Dude is quite funny, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I totally believe in the concept of parallel worlds. I believe in, you know, the alternation of mirrors. I mean, I think that everything has a has an effect, a cause and an effect, if you get into the mindset of it. I understand astrology and how it plays into understanding how to deal with people. I learn it just because of the fact that I know if I'm going to work with someone, it's best for me to know what they're prone to do so that I don't get prone to do something that's opposite of what they do and I cause an effect that may be not conducive to a proper working environment. So it helps me be able to shape how I act around a person that might not know how they act. So that's important as an aspect of life. I mean, all of these particulars to me are things that one are knowledgeable to know to so that you're aware. It's not to be afraid of them. If you know it's a snake over here in the bushes, you just know that, you know, you might want to go in with a rake before you start digging in the bushes. So, you know, not to say to not go digging in the bushes, because shoot, you might have something in there you need to get out. You might have lost your ball or whatever. So to me, it's just being aware. So anybody that's listening to this transmission, just know that if it were me, learn about as much as you can about the theory of, like we say, we talked about reptilians. We talked about a little bit about parallel lives. We talked about the government and the H1N1 situation. Learn as much as you can about that. Know as much as you can about FEMA. Learn as much as you can, and not just what they tell you. Don't go with what the government tells you because they have PR people. I know I have them too. And they make you sound so good when you make it, if you write it. I can make it sound like I'm a champ. So don't learn what they say. Learn what the people say that understand what's going on in the background. And there are people that know those things. So I'm just saying be aware so that you don't get caught with your pants down, because I promise you right in now is going to be a time where everybody's going to get caught. And you'll understand how come our military has been over there training to do water war combat in people's houses over in Iraq where they really, really fight you back. We don't fight like that over here. So once we controlled, you don't have no say-so because we're punks. We don't have no power in this world over here like that. I mean, they really, really will go to blow for Allah over there. You ain't going out like that over here. I don't care what you try to think you're going to do. You might do a little bit of rampaging, but they'll shut it down very, very quickly. Because they are trained to do that, because I was one of them. So I understand.
Well,
so
not only trained, but also when you look at our society, you know, a lot of people don't understand why we have all these drugs. You know, we talk about the war on drugs, but actually, as part of COINTELPRO, the flooding of all the ghettos, which harbor all the people who would be the insurgents in other countries, you make sure that they're fat and happy, basically. And if you look, like you said, we're punks here in this country. There is no revolutionary thought, no revolutionary mindset. That died in the late 60s, early 70s. All that was blown away by heroin, which moved up to coke, which moved up to crack and crystal meth to what we have now, which is a menagerie of fucking drugs that's just available in Lowe's Drugs, Walgreens, pick a store.
Absolutely. And then it's a store. So, I mean, across the counter, you can go get them. So it's not even an issue. Codeine, whatever it is you want to get in your stuff to make you a mixture of something that you can take out of here real easy. I mean, look at DJ AM, all these people that have died. We was talking about Elvis Presley, talk about Michael Jackson, people that had some type of a drug-induced death.
Right.
And that, you know,
right.
It's been the one killer. I mean, that one thing that has not been natural has been able to tell. And I ain't heard of no weed deaths yet. I've been looking.
I've been looking, too.
I saw a dude getting hit upside the head with a bag of weed, and it didn't, you know, it caused serious injuries.
I don't
because
think it would hurt. I really don't think it would hurt.
Just pick it up and open up the bag.
I can. It's my lucky day.
Christmas can't wait.
I thought I'd get the rest of this weed out of here.
And that's the funny thing. It's the one illegal thing, but it's the one thing that you haven't been able to find that non. There's a death yet. I'm trying to figure it out over here. Whereas I know people that die from from drinking and cigarettes, and I could go down the list, man. Food. I mean, come on.
Well, hold on now. Now, here's the thing. Now, we're out here in California. Now, what they've done, you know, we basically are the trial run for medicinal marijuana being legalized. In between that, also, we are leading the United States in the drug bust, because right now we're not necessarily busting crack dealers. We're busting people who are selling weed illegally that weed that doesn't go to those medicinal places.
The weed you're not paying the tax man for.
Right. So, gotcha. I mean, that is the future. I know a lot of you drug dealers out there, if you're listening, first, fuck you. Second, they coming for you. If you not in their network, you not their boy selling it for them, you know, these visionaries as you talk about who finally have found a way to, you know, one, legalize it so that they can make the money off of it. You can see what's coming. It's in the future. They're busting all the illegal people now here in California, and they're lining them all up. If you're not a medicinal place that hasn't registered with the state of California, they are busting your ass. It doesn't matter how many lawful people with legitimate cards come there, they busting your ass anyway. We had this past month or whatnot, we had like the city of San Diego went and knocked off like 13 places all at the same time. And then we talk about, you look up and down the coast, you know, they started that up in the Bay Area, and the Bay Area, after they cleaned them out, now they have opened up and started the medicinal legal places that pay the taxes, whatnot. Yeah. So,
okay. And I mean, if it had to be some drug that had to be done like that, I mean, I'd rather that than a Tylenol shop.
Well, but you see, here's my issue with that. As always, when the government is involved, we know that it's not going to be natural weed. You know, yeah, we're growing it from the ground now, but how long before we're synthesizing this weed so that it lasts longer and it can be grown?
I agree. You're going to have to find your organic person and roll with him. But again, that becomes that knowledge thing that everybody ain't going to have access to. And I understand that. So that's why I tell everybody, I'm going to say it again, research, research. Don't listen to what we say. Do the research. Because I promise you, we have. That's why we're able to talk about this right now. So that's just my mindset of it. It ain't going to get no better unless we make it better. And that means the more people that know are the more people that's going to help this thing grow when it comes to the mindset of being able to not be run over by people that think that you're idiots. And most of you are. I don't mean that in a negative way. I really mean it kindly.
So, Mr. Guest, are you advocating researching your marijuana?
Everything.
Okay.
I enjoyed the show. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for blessing us with on the mic tonight.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
I'm missing a guest in the house.
Okay, well, on that note, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Sorry that our live stream is not working. They're having technical difficulties beyond our control.
And guess what? Me and Butter was topless.
Well, I was having a bad hair day.
I was having a bad hair day on my chest.
Yeah,
teeth.
He had the funk going on. We want to see now, and he, as if somebody could see him. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back on Thursday night to pick the dumbass of the week.
Yes.
So everyone have a good night, and thank you for tuning in. And on that note, we'll leave you with this nice little thing from Smooth Drama.
Together you got Smooth Drama.
Ooh.